sound was recorded on the 24th of November, 1969, which
we feel instinctive that very rapidly indeed we should be able to contact reality and perhaps give you just some inkling of our experience. You know, so much nonsense has been written about us, but I suppose that is to be expected. Some would say he likes us, but it's dual or naturally expected for a liker or offer. We would like very much to give a more detailed and a more descriptive and a more honest account, I couldn't think of yet, of our life on Earth, but much more, of course, important to us is our life here.
Yes.
There are those who know well, quite naturally and quite rightly, who are perhaps suspicious of anyone who may come through from this side of life, who gives a name which, if I may say, famous on your side. Yes, I understand. But it would be a great joy to many of us if we could manifest and give out various things which I feel sure would be of value to the world, and we would not, I hope, be judged by the past, nor if we have to be judged at all by that which we are enabled to give through to you. You see, in a sense, the messenger isn't important. It is the message of the Christ. We are not concerned with what they may or may not have accomplished in a sense on your side. But naturally, one has a sort of pride in achievement, which I think is justified. But of course, here we see ourselves and our efforts and our work also in a different way. We realize that in a sense, the world we have our own personality, we have our own talent. To some extent, we also were and still are instruments of higher sources. I have been helped, as indeed has Robert been helped tremendously on this side, by souls far in advance of ourselves. It has been one of the great joys and pleasures to us to have met such wonderful sounds of Shakespeare and Milton, great artists with many forms of art.
Yes.
I know that you are particularly interested in music,
yes.
And it's only natural that because of your deep love and interest in music, that you should attract to you from time to time great souls who were themselves great artists, great singers,
yes,
great composers, great musicians. And if I were to tell you, I know you would expect what I would tell you, but others who do not know and do not understand would be most skeptical. And it is understandable in a sense that I am talking to you and to those friends of yours in particular who will no doubt listen to this, what you call, recording. And I feel free and able to come and talk to you as if indeed I had known you all my life. And this is the joy that we all feel. And I wish it were possible for every human being on earth to have this knowledge, to have this great joy, this great realization of what true communication is, what it means. There are no barriers between our world and yours, only that which man himself makes in ignorance and prejudice and intolerance. Here there are no barriers of creed, no color, or religion. Here we are truly all part of the great divine, the great spirit. And if I were to tell you, even now as I speak, of some of these wonderful, wonderful souls who are here and who come to you when you have your meetings, who are interested partakers, who in themselves are hoping and praying that from time to time they may be privileged to come through and to speak not only to you, but to the world. Here we, as it were, sink our identity, or shall I say we sink our soul in a completeness and in a whole, working together in harmony and in love for the good of all humanity. In my lifetime on earth, I was privileged to meet many people in all walks of life. Some were extremely humble, and as the world would say, ordinary. And yet, oftentimes I found in these people who seemed on the surface to have little or no talent to speak of, I oftentimes found a great peace and a great understanding and a great love. I found that to know certain domestics, and though the world, through many writings concerning my family, many have a twisted idea of my father, I feel this perhaps is the greatest injustice that has been done. My father, it is true, was a man who was very strict, and in his own way, perhaps narrow. But he had a deep love. It was a love which perhaps was selfish. No doubt in a way it was persistent, and in a way perhaps I was forced to do what I did. But I would like to try, if I can, to put right the picture, because he was by no means the evil man of which some would have you believe. He was a good parent. He was a strong character. He was, unbeknown to himself, in a sense, perhaps a selfish man. And of course, he was not without fault. And he was, in a sense, too, a barrier, or could have been, or endeavored unconsciously to be a barrier to the happiness of others. But here we see each other with a greater clarity, and then we see also why people oftentimes become that which they are. Sometimes through circumstances, sometimes through influences in their earlier years, and sometimes, particularly in the case of my father, it was a desire to protect his children against the evils as he saw them of the world of his day. Of course, he was over strict, over stern, and yet in so many ways he was a good man. I feel very much drawn to him now, even more than perhaps it is possible for you to understand, because although he was in many ways a barrier to me and my brothers and sisters, he was intentionally trying to protect us. And now, of course, I see and understand so much more, and we are good friends, we are very close. And my dear mama, she really has such a sad side. I suppose really I am, in a way, taking up your very long time to talk about my personal experience. But I feel that you could be a help for the world. I mean, it's a good thing.
I thought you.
I was so sorry. Did I not have any room to earth? Oh, how stupid.
There we go.
I do apologize.
Yes, don't worry.
But dear one, and I, we are so close. We are truly what one would say is one.
Yes.
You know, it is so wonderful to feel that as one advances spiritually, one loses, of course, certain aspects of the old self,
but yes,
we are still so close.
Yes.
We live in a happy, joyous existence. We continue to work together. We endeavor to assist, to help, to guide, to uplift wherever we may. We sometimes came together in what you would call the lower spheres, among the less fortunate, those who have not perhaps yet progressed very far on life's pathway, but who have so much within themselves that is good, but who perhaps in their own way continue to live similar lives to the earthly ones. I think it is very difficult for people in your world to understand that there are these many strata of being. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. This, of course, was intended to suggest that there are many different levels of consciousness, many different levels of being, and the life in itself is a constant progression from one sphere to another, gradual change, evolution, so that none are lost. Like the story of the Good Shepherd, who goes out in search of the lost sheep. Not one soul is lost, no matter how degraded, how lowly they may have become, no matter how evil they may have been, there is still the glimmer of light. There's still hope. And there are so many souls in this world of ours who deliberately go out to help those on lower planes of being, that they may lift out of the darkness into light those less fortunate ones. I know in your world it is very difficult always to say and to do the right thing. Sometimes, in our earth, we shut our eyes or avert our gaze because we do not want to see. We do not want to become, as it were, caught up in the lives of people who whom we feel our modern strata of evolution, who by their thoughts and actions hold themselves down to this level of materialism, which by its very nature keeps them away from the things that are
spiritual of the mind.
But we must have compassion above all things. Though we do not necessarily always feel inclined or feel that we can do this or that, yet the dictates of our heart tell us that if we can help these unfortunate ones, this is the greatest of all achievements. For if we can bring out of the darkness these souls, truly we are not only helping them, but in a sense helping ourselves. Not that we do it because we wish for recompense, but we must remember that if we are to progress, we cannot progress unless we are conscious of these whose needs are so many. Because if we uplift others, we uplift ourselves. If we give ourselves in loving service, if we forget ourselves in the service, truly we begin to find ourselves, find our true selves. When we come into a world and we see the darkness, when we see the evils, when we see the appalling tragedies of life, when we see the miseries of others, when we see how much in the world transpires and is brought about by men's foolishness and selfishness, we are poor, but we endeavor to assist where we may. Often, of course, as you yourselves know from experience, we are rebuffed. But nevertheless, sometimes a seed is sown. Doesn't always bear witness immediately. Sometimes it appears and often does fall on stony ground. But occasionally it takes root, and at a later time blossoms forth. I know that you two dear souls do endeavor and have endeavored, and will continue to endeavor to help and to assist, to guide and to uplift wherever it is possible. Sometimes one is hurt, sometimes one is saddened, but always the power of the Holy Spirit strengthens. When we come to you as we do, with such love, with such a desire, of service, we know that in your environment we receive a welcome, and we receive and reciprocate all that love and power which enables us to continue to help. We give you our love and our blessing. And if from time to time, as it is our intention, to bring you various souls who have something of importance to give, which will benefit others, we know that you will receive it love, and that you will give it out to the world in love.
Yes.
That you will spread the great and glorious news of life eternal. And truly are we all blessed in this work together. And my dear Robert and I, and all us friends that gather with us, give you again and again our blessing, that you may continue in loving service to work with humanity. They shall see that which you have seen, the glorious light
the divine presence of the Christ Spirit. Bless you, my children.
Bless.
For in a sense you are as children. I feel so drawn to you. Truly you are children of the light. This truly is the light of the Christ Spirit which comes to you. You can forward in this light and do the work of the Master Jesus. Peace and blessing be upon you.
Truly, I pray that you are blessed in this truth you are made. Truly you are surrounded by great stones, more time is it not, the spirit, for that which was still is, and that which is to come, though many hear, though one may see it not, it is still ever present. All life is unsettled, waiting for the revelation to come. Glorious indeed to behold this kingdom of God. Truly my faith is like this. Truly indeed I am blessed. And we should come unto you one by one. We should manifest and give our message of light and hope to the world. That others may share, others shall know. Truly you are disciples. The dark and brown.